For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China has issued a white paper on Tibet, reaffirming the current regional ethnic autonomous policy ahead of the 50th anniversary of the foundation of Tibet Autonomous Region. The white paper says practice has shown regional ethnic autonomy conforms to the fundamental interest of all ethnic groups in Tibet. It says Tibet's traditional culture is well protected and freedom of religious belief in the region is also respected and protected. It also notes the 14th Dalai Lama's continued separatist activities violate the constitution of China and its state system. Democratic reform was carried out in Tibet in 1959 and regional ethnic autonomy came into practice in the region in 1965. From 1952 to 2014, the white paper says the central government provided Tibet with financial subsidies totaling over 648 billion yuan, accounting for around 93% of Tibet's public financial expenditure. Tibet Autonomous Region in southwest China has been given a major makeover to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the region. More than 3 million Tibet residents of all nationalities are welcoming the anniversary in their own ways. Tibet will hold a celebratory meeting, a mass pageant, an exhibition presenting the region's achievement over the past 50 years, a show, and a highway opening ceremony to celebrate the anniversary. A central government delegation will participate in the activities. The Chinese economy has entered a new normal status, and the growth rate of the economy is predicted to be around 7% in the coming 4 to 5 years. Chinese Finance Minister Lo Jiwei made the comments in a written statement after the two-day G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Ankara. Luo says the Chinese government will not pay particular attention to a seasonal short-term economic fluctuation and will keep the stability of macroeconomic policies. In the same joint statement, the central bank governor Zhou Xiaochuan has pointed out that there is no foundation for the RMB to continue to be devalued for the long term. China has issued guidelines to boost the development of big data. The action framework aims to forge a new model for social governance in the coming 5 to 10 years, highlighting accurate management and multidimensional cooperation. A trans-departmental data-sharing platform should be formed by the end of 2017 and a unified platform for governmental data established 1 year later, allowing citizens to get access to public data resources covering various sectors. The opening and sharing of government data will help promote the integration of resources and improve governance, boost industrial innovation and foster new business patterns, and support economic restructuring. An overall coordination mechanism will be set up for big data development and application, and the establishment of relevant rules will also be accelerated. Cooperation between the government, enterprises, and institutions will also be encouraged. An evacuation order has been lifted in the town of Nahara in Japan 4 years after the fatal earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear crisis in the country forced its residents to flee. The move makes the city the third one to lift the order after parts of Tomura and Kawuchi were cleared earlier this year. Nahara is one of 9 municipalities whose residents were ordered to evacuate in the aftermath of a nuclear meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant some 12 miles away. About 70,000 people have been affected by the order, many of them residing in temporary housing scattered over northern Japan. Around 70 refugees and migrants, mainly from Syria and Iraq, arrived in Frankfurt early on Sunday morning. The train they were traveling on pulled into the station to a rapturous applause from locals who had gathered on the platform holding balloons and banners reading "Welcome to Frankfurt." It's being reported that not all the newcomers were staying in Frankfurt. Some were redirected onto other trains to be transferred to shelters and camps across the country. Thousands of asylum seekers have now reached Germany and Austria after a huge push by authorities to transport them out of Hungary, where they had been stuck for days. Search and rescue teams in Malaysia have recovered 2 more bodies after a boat overloaded with migrants capsized earlier in the week. This brings the total number of victims to 46, including 26 dead and 20 alive. An overloaded wooden boat believed to be carrying dozens of Indonesian illegal immigrants sank off the coast of Malaysia on Thursday. The boat, estimated to have about 70 people aboard, left Sabiq Bernam in Malaysia's western state of Selangor for Sumatra in neighboring Indonesia when the accident happened. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.